got lost on my way to the park, and nothing looks familiar. I'm never gonna get home again.
I know that feeling, and it is super scary. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. One time, I remember I got separated from my parents at the state fair. It was really scary because there were so many people around and flashing lights and loud noises, I couldn't tell where I was. It's one thing to be lost at the mall, the store, or even at the fair, but it's way worse to be lost in sin. That's why Jesus is looking for anyone that doesn't believe in him yet. Like Luke 19:10 says, "The Son of Man, Jesus, has come to seek and to save the lost." Now for our story. It's entitled simply, Lost. Sky slipped out the front door and started down the sidewalk. Mom was busy working on her computer, so Sky had decided she'd go to the park and play for a little while, even though she wasn't allowed to go by herself. "I'll get back before Mom even misses me," she thought. After turning a corner, Sky heard a dog barking behind her. She was afraid of dogs and began to run. She dodged through a side yard and came out on the next street. Sky was relieved to find that the dog had not followed. She kept walking down the street for a couple blocks before she realized nothing looked familiar. "Where am I?" she wondered with a feeling of terror. "Hi there," said a man who was out working in his yard. "Are you lost?" Sky quickly took off in the opposite direction. She knew she wasn't supposed to talk to strangers. "But where's the park?" she wondered. After turning another corner, she stood still. Now she was definitely lost. Her eyes filled with tears as she sat down on the curb. After what seemed like a long, long time, a familiar car rounded the corner. It stopped, the door opened, and out jumped Mom. Sky burst into tears, and Mom gathered her into her arms. "I didn't think you'd come," Sky said, sobbing. "I thought you were busy working." "I was working," said Mom. "But when I realized you were missing, I left everything and came looking for you. Nothing could be more important." She looked at Sky. "I don't think I've ever been so glad to see anyone." Sky wiped her eyes. "Even though I did something I wasn't supposed to?" "Even though you did something you weren't supposed to," said Mom. Sky burst into tears again. "I'm sorry, Mom." "It's okay," said Mom. "We'll talk more about it at home. Some of our neighbors are looking for you too, and I need to let them know you've been found." As Mom drove, Sky felt relieved she wasn't lost anymore. She remembered a story she'd heard at church about a shepherd who had gone to look for a lost sheep and how that was like Jesus coming to save those lost in sin. "I'm so glad Mom found me," Sky thought. "And I'm so glad Jesus found me too." Well, what about you? Have you ever been lost? It's a terrible feeling, isn't it? Did you know that all people were born lost? Lost in sin. But you're so important to Jesus that he left heaven and came to earth to find you. So trust him to save you from sin. When you do, you can let others know you've been found. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
"The Son of Man, Jesus, has come to seek and to save the lost."
And our key thought for today, Jesus is seeking you. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. I'm so glad you could stop by. Make sure you tell some friends about it, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.